August marks the start of a new school year for many students living in Washoe County. To get a sense of what the new school year might bring, Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger sat down with Superintendent Tracy Davis to get the latest on how the district is doing.
Superintendent Davis, thank you so much for joining me. Let's jump right in. One of the clearest barometers of a school district's success is looking at its graduation rate. For Washoe County, that rate has typically lagged behind the national average, right?
When we look at our graduation rates and where we started from where we want to go, we are very pleased that this year we will go over 80%. And to me, that's a huge momentous push for us because we've been starting in the low 60s and then we got into the 70s and we've been making some of this progress. But this year we're proud of our kids and we just finished up our summer graduation where we had about 42 more students cross the stage. But bigger than graduation, I think as we think about preparing children to either go to college or a high school career or military, it's about rigor and relevance too, right? So we need to increase the graduation rate, but we also need to increase that rate with the intent of them being able to have opportunities as they move on to be citizens.
What about ACT scores?
Yeah, ACT scores slipped a little, but I think what we have to talk about the ACT scores, we need to talk about it in full circle. So previously, the ACT test was not mandatory for every kid to take. At the time, kids were taking high school proficiency tests, which were a measure for graduation. So we have to talk about the ownership and why the ACT test was important. One of the things we're working on is not just around that test as it relates to going to college. We need to look at the workforce and ready skills because there are kids who may not go to college, but they want to go on to a high school career. And taking more ownership of that test and not it just being a test, well, I just got to take it to graduate. So I think there's good work happening. It's just work we need to continue.
Whenever you see tremendous growth like Washoe County have seen in the past couple of years, you're bound to have some growing pains, for lack of a better word. Is that part of the reason why we're seeing some hiccups or some slippage in those scores?
I do believe with the large growth, you're going to see a flat line and you're going to see a distribution curve that may get flat, but then swoops back up. We have to look at all the reasons why. And I think that's just larger than the district. It's how we work with higher education. Like, what are the things we need to do to get to our kids? And we're doing that in conjunction. We have partnerships with Truckee Meadows Community College. We have partnerships with the University of Nevada, Reno. Here's where we see an issue. How do we fix it? And what are some of those root causes? And then we as a district, we back map that. And we look at what do we do to help kids become more successful.
Washoe County School seems like it has a unique situation in that it is both an urban and a rural district. Washoe County is a little bit of both, right?
Oh, it's a little bit of both. When you think about schools like we have out at Gerlach, we think about Natchez versus you think about the schools that we have right here in the inner core ring in the city of Reno. We have a variety of schools, but part of having a variety of schools is having principals and building leaders look at their buildings and say, here's my school community. This looks different because this is what my school community, this is what I need. And then our job is to monitor the progress of what they implement. So we do have a little bit of everything. We're pretty diverse.
You know, what kind of challenge does that present to you as an administrator trying to see that there's growth in every single one of these schools?
It's a challenge in the sense because when we look at data, we look at district-wide data first, and then we actually go down to school-wide data. The challenge becomes in how you support each school based on their needs, right? Some of the things that we have in place for our system, we work together is four fundamentals. What are these four fundamentals? How do they impact kids? We talk about core instruction. Everybody should be afforded an opportunity of core instruction so that they eventually can get to this point of graduation. How do we support kids individually, right? Because kids are different. They have different needs. And how do we train our schools on that piece? When we look at school climate, school culture, right? What does that look like in schools? And these are things that we measure as we go on. And then we look at inclusive practices. We believe these four components will get our district to where we want to be. And not only do we believe it, we track it through data. And what we can see through data is that it is moving. And then we continue the school improvement process.
I wanted to get your take on the state's new performance framework. And for a little background, this is the rubric the State Department of Education uses to determine how schools are doing across the state. And like many other states, this new framework puts greater emphasis on student growth over just proficiency. What are your thoughts and how is that going to affect the school district?
Listen, I come from education. I used to teach. So there has to be accountability measures. You have to measure the work. I think that that work needs to be measured in a deliberate way, too, that ensures that there is rigor and relevance. But we also have to ensure that we are putting ourselves in a situation where we are successful. So there are some things around the performance framework that we look at and we'll ask questions about, but it's new. So it's one of those things. Here we go again, right? There's a new performance framework. How does this come out? And when things are new, it's like, well, that didn't make sense. Explain to us how we got there. But I think with the partnership working with the Nevada Department of Education, we will all work together to ensure that the framework is what is right for Nevada.
Whenever you get one of these new frameworks, though, you usually see a pretty significant drop, at least in the first couple of years, as schools kind of learn to meet the requirements. Do you anticipate seeing a drop, at least in the first maybe year or so?
You're right. With any framework, there's this up and down that school districts go through, and not just in Nevada, across the country, anytime you implement something like that. But I think, honestly, I'm an accountability girl. I'm a former teacher. Like, if this is a bar for rigor and relevance, that's great. Like, sometimes people take accountability as a negative thing. If you ever talk to me, I am never going to be negative about accountability, because we all need accountability. We need systems to ensure that our kids are exiting our systems ready for college or ready for workforce or ready for the military, right? You have to have a measure of accountability to know how you're doing. So I just want to ensure the entire system, you know, really makes sense for kids and we have those discussions.
I want to move on to this current school year. At this point, what do you see as the greatest opportunity and the greatest challenge to really see improvement in the school district and in students?
I think as we look forward, we have to understand Northern Nevada, and we look at this opportunity to increase opportunities as for workforce development and career technical education, right? What that pans out to be, how do we work with our partners to ensure that, for me, I feel like when our kids exit and they have these opportunities, we should be able to help fill the workforce. They should be able to get jobs right here. But getting a job right here doesn't start your senior year. So how are we back mapping that so that it goes all the way back to elementary school? I think we will continue to look at our achievement gaps. So it's not even that our graduation rate increases. Are we closing achievement gaps? Because your graduation rates can go up, but if you're not closing achievement gaps, that's a problem, right? So we are really going to be looking at, are we closing these achievement gaps as our graduation rate goes up? Are we ensuring that kids are reading at grade level by third grade? That's important for success indicators. We know that there's research out there. So we'll continue to look at those pieces. When we continue to repair our schools, build new schools, as we look at overcrowding, and transparency to the community, those are things that we want to continue to reach out to the community and say, you know, here's what you asked for. Here's what we're doing. You know, part of it, people are like, why do you have a deficit? You know, okay, well, this deficit, then you backtrack. But I believe that no matter what, we have to be transparent with the community about everything, and we continue to be transparent. So I think there's going to be a lot more work to continue to build and strengthen the bond with the community.